then kapara b'tumas mitzvah kodesh. For sure, the kahanim do receive the kapara on Yom Kippur for the chet of tumas mitzvah kodesh. Now the question is, the mahay mekaprim, but which korban helps for the kahanim? There's a svaro not for the lazozil, not for the chatas lashem, because it says hashelom, and not for the par kohen gadol, because it says hasheloi, mashma only to him, to the kohen gadol, and not to the brothers. So the answer is, mutar sheyischapu b'poro shel Aaron, we're better off putting the other kahanim by the par of the kohen gadol, shoyhutu mekloli etzah beisoi, because even though it says hasheloi, still the pasuk also says, v'chipa bado yivad beisoi, that his power is mechapa for his wife. So once there's a heter by his wife, the shah kanim go in. Because the soil Hashem never has to do with kahanim, only by Yisraelim. If your heart is bothering you still, it says another pasuk, Beis Aaron Baruch was Hashem. That all the kahanim are included in Beis Aaron. Therefore, the par kohen gadol, that goes into the par kohen gadol's mechaper, not only for the kohen gadol, but adin for kahanim. Now, ma in nashach leimah, what's bothering you so much? The chitem, maybe tell like this. Beisoik siv, maybe it says beisim is only his own house, only his own wife is included, but not the other kahanim. So, kulam kriyim beisim. The answer is, all the kahanim are called the beisim shakohen gadol. Shidamit says, Beis Aaron, Mash Baruch was Hashem, and it goes on all the Kahanim. Mash all the Kahanim are called Beis Aaron. Yireh Hashem Baruch was Hashem. Now the Gemara asks, Vay Hashalom, you're telling me now, by the Sawyer, the Chatis Lashem, it's only for Israel, and not for Kahanim. Because it says Hashalom, for the Gemara, is this true? Does it come for this? Lachud Yoso, Homi Boyle Elikadiyom, needs it for this. To come Rachmono, Midom Lehevei, that this korban tzibur has to be bought with the money of the tzibur. That's the chiddush over here. Midiyom lehevi means they have to pay for it. It's not like a korban yochid, but it has to come from the money of the tzibur. So maybe it's not teaching us that it's not for a kohen, it's only teaching us that they have to pay for it.
Who pays for the korban of the
kohen gadol? Who says it? The kohen gadol. Yeah. And the Gemara, who? Midiyom eis adas b'nei yisron after. There's another pasuk for that. That the money is collected from the tzibur. So therefore, the other pasuk that says Asher Lom is teaching us that the Chatas Lashem is only for Yisrael and not for Kanim. Now, why Asher Loi? That's the pasuk says by the Par Kohen Gadol. It's for him. So you're telling me now, Liyachiyu Diyasa, does it come to teach us only for him and not for somebody else? Homi Boilei Likatanya. We need this like we learned. Mishalohu Mevi. That the par kohen gadol, he himself has to pay for it from his own money. V'yayin, maybe Mishal Tzibur doesn't come from the money of the Tzibur. Yochel maybe lo yovoy. He's not supposed to bring it from his own, from the Tzibur's money, Mishal Tzibur. Sheinat Tzibur meschaprim boi. Avu yovoy, let's say, avu yovoy Mishal Ochav HaKanim, Shochav HaKanim meschaprim boi, but maybe the other Kanim could chip in and buy it for him, because they also have a kaporo. Talmudai Menor, the person says, Asher loy. It's only Tim. He has to spend the money for it. Yochel, I would have thought to say La Yovi. He is not supposed to bring it for somebody else's money. But if Yom Hevi Kosher, if the Kohen Gadol collected the money from his other Kohanim, maybe the power is good. Talmud Leiman knows, Shuv, it says a second time, Arsheloi, it has to be his own money. Hakos of Shina Lovlak, because it's right, that was Likuva, that the money for the power of Kohen Gadol has to be from his own money. Tony was going like this up. So, if so, the word Asheloi is not for who the kapara is for, but it's who has to spend the money. The money has to come from his own pocket. So how do I know what's the Havamino Kahanim are no good? So Gemara says, this is what's bothering the Tana. Maishno bid'am, d'loy mechaper. Why do we say the Kahanim have no kapara from the Chatas Lashem? D'loy kochasi b'mamayno, they're not paying for it. D'chsev Asheloam. That only the Am has to pay, not the Kahanim. If so, but the Yaron Am, the same thing by the Parasha Kohen Gadol, the Loi Kachasi B'Mamayno. The Kahanim are not paying any money for it. Only the Kohen Gadol is paying money for it, not the Shah Kahanim. Or Koma, so maybe they don't have this kapara. That was bothering us. Maybe therefore they should not have a kapara, since they're not paying money for it. Or Koma, Kulon Kohen Beisoi. So the answer is, no, that since they're all called Beisoi, they're included in the kapara of the Kohen Gadol. The apostle says, Chipa Badoi, Uvad Beisoi. Avishtem, Rabbi Shimon, The Islamic Gemara says like this: Bishleim of the Rebbe Shimon, Hainu Dichsib Trei Viduyin V'Dama Pa. By the Par Kohen Gadol says two times Loshen Vidui. Rashi says the Par Uvematan Domoy Trei Viduyin Dichsib Trei Zimne V'Chipa Badevad Beisoy. The other Mabek Kaporos Dvorim Akos Madav is all saying Vidui. Shrei Adayin Lo Nishcha Tapar. They didn't shech the Par yet. V'Ikem Matan Domoy V'Rei Gimel Kaporos. There are three Kaporos here. L'Chapor Agimel Averus. Shekhanim is chaprim bapar, that the three averis to Kahanim received a kapor from the par, Kenegat Shalash averis, she yisra mischaprim besirim, Kenegat the three averis that the Kahanim, that the Yisraelim, are machapa from the Sawyer. Chad Kenegat Sawyer Nasa bifnim, Vichad Kenegat Sawyer Nasa bachutz, Vichad Kenegat Sawyer Mishtalech. He's the three different kaporas that the Yisraelim have, the Kahanim have all their kapora from the par Kohen Gadol. Therefore, it's three times a vidui. Like Rashi says, one is litlois al sheyesh bo yediyah betchilo ve'em yediyah v'soif. That's the sori apinim. And then v'chak neged sori achitzoin v'chapar Hashem bo yediyah betchilo v'yesh bo yediyah v'soif. And one is neged sori mishtaleach al shara verus. So it's good why it says three times. Elo le Rabbi Yehuda trei viduim v'dem apar lomeli. What do you have to have three for? V'chad vidu v'dom esage. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kahanim received their kapor from the shara verus and Yisrael Mishtaleich, so the Kahanim are going to have two viduyim. One connected the Sarah Pinim, and one connected the Sarah Hachutz, but you don't need connected Yisrael Mishtaleich. The Echad Loi, so the Chad Vidu B'dome Sagi, and tomorrow Echad Loi V'Echad Abaisoi. The Kohen Gadol has a special vidu for his house, for his wife, that's what it means. Kedetona the Rabbi Shmuel, Kachi Midas Hadin, this is the Svara, the Hegis. That mut of Yovoi Zaka of Yechapur al Achayif, that's first the Kohen Gadol should be Mechapur on himself. He should become a Zaka, a pure person. After he's pure, then he'll be Mechapur al Beisoi. V'yal Yovoi Chayif Yechapur al Achayif, and he should not be Mechapur before he has Zon Kapur on his wife. And then it's still called a Chayif. So that's a Svara, Rashi says, the Fikoch Mesvad Avidu Rishna Lov. First he says Avidu upon himself, the Kohen Gadol. V'yal Beisoi, and then upon his wife. Then he's mizvad on his brothers. First he's mechaper for himself and his own wife. That's one kaporo. But after he's mechaper for him and his wife, then he's mechaper on Shah Kahanim. But he's only mechaper on the Shah Kahanim after he said his own vidu, after he comes to his own free person, then he comes clean, then he'll be mechaper on the other brothers. Alright, Hadron Alecho, Shua Shtayim, alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, up to the second parak. Mishnah says, Yediyas HaTumo Shtayim Shem Arba. Just like we have in the first parak, in the first Mishnah, that by the law of Yediyas HaTumo, that if somebody goes into the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tomei, so the law of Shtayim Shem Arba, there are two forgettings, that either you forget that you forgot that you were Tomei, and either you went into the Beis HaMikdash, or else you ate a Bosa Kochim. Shem Arba Poshet is that even though you remember that you're Tomei, but you forgot that this bias is the Beis HaMikdash, or else you forgot that this meat is Bosa Kochim. So now it's like this. That's called Yediyas HaTumo. Two times remember, Shem Arba comes out to be four. Now Nitzmo, let's say a person becomes Tomei in the morning. Nitzmo. V'yoda, and at the time you knew that you became Tomei. V'nelmo mimenu, and then you forgot throughout the day that you were Tomei. But the Zohar es HaKodesh, when you go to eat the meat of Kochim, you know that this is Bosa Kochim. Or else, what? Right, that's called a good Shoigik. Or else, Nela Mimenu HaKodesh, or else you forget that this meat is Kochim, the Zohar es HaTumah, even though you remember that you were Tomei. That's also a case of a Chiyav Korban El Yerid. Because you're a shoygeg, you forgot that this meat is kochim. Or else even, nelma mimenu zeh v'zeh, let's say in the middle of the day, you forgot both. You forgot that you were tomei, and you forgot that this meat is bosa kochim. So that's called nelma mimenu zeh v'zeh. You forgot both of them. V'yokol es hakodesh, and you ate the kochim. V'lo yoda, And when you're eating it, you do not remember that you're tamei or that the meat is kochim. But umishochal, after you finish eating, yoda, then you remember what happened. You know now that you ate basar kochim when you were tamei. What? Yeah, sure, it has to be both. You have to now remember that you were tamei and that you ate basar kochim. So now you know you did the chet b'shogeg. So lochar is, this is the classical case that you chayev a korban oylev yerid, depending how much you could afford, whether it's a behema, whether it's a bird, or whether it's a mincha. What's going to be nitma? True, you became tummy in the morning. The yoda, and at the time you remembered you became tummy. Again, we're always going according to Rabbi Shmuel that holds that by yediyas hatuma you have to know at the beginning that you were tummy. And then you forgot about it when you went into the Beis Hamikdash or you ate the Basar Kochim, and then later on you remember. But we yelled, you have to have Yediyah Batchila and Basayf. So now, you became Tomei and you knew about it. V'nel m'memenu Tuma. And now, in the middle of the day, you forgot that you were Tomei. V'zocher es Hamikdash. And you remember, you know, this bias is the Beis Hamikdash. And you go inside there because you forgot that you're Tomei. Or else, Nelan and Menu Mikdash, you forget that this bayis is the base of Mikdash, and therefore you go inside, even though the Zohar is Atuma, even though you remember that you are Tamei, but you forgot that this bayis is the base of Mikdash. That's also called the Shoigig. Or else, Nelan and Menu Zevzeh, you forgot both, you forgot that you are Tamei, and you also forgot that this bayis is the base of Mikdash, the Nichnas Lemikdash, and therefore you go into the base of Mikdash. And at the time you do not know that you're Tomei, that this is the Beis Hamikdash. But after you leave the Beis Hamikdash, later on, then Yoda, then you remember what happened. Oy vey, I was Tomei and I went into the Beis Hamikdash. There's also a good case that you chayev a korban, you were a shoygeg for going into the Beis Hamikdash when you were Tomei. Now, Echad ha-nichnas li-azara, whether you go into the actual Beis Hamikdash itself, the Yechor HaNichnas L'Toysefes HaZara, even later on, when a melech is moisif on the Azara, we'll soon see that the halacha that a melech can add on to give more Kedusha to the Beis Hamikdash, make the Beis Hamikdash space wider. So if you walk in that to that new place, you're also chayv a korban oil of a yerid. Why? Because the halacha is Shein Moisif and Alir, that the melech only has a right to add on to the city of Yerushalayim. If you want to extend the kedusha of Yerushalayim, that you should be able to eat kochim kalim there, or eat your ma'aseh sheni there, you can only be moisif. Or else, v'yal ha'azoros. If you want to add on to the Beis Hamikdash, to make the azora, the courtyards of the Beis Hamikdash, wider, you could only do this, ela b'melech. There has to be a melech Yisrael. V'novi, there has to be a novi there also. V'urim v'tumim. V'sanhedrin. Shel Shivim v'yechud, you have to have the Sanhedrin Agadola, has to be the 71. Over Shtei Toidus, and they bring two Kabbonis then, Shtei Toidus. Over Shir, and Leviim have to play the Shir, we'll see in the Gemara why, how we know all this. Over Bezdin Mahalchin, the Bezdin goes along also. Over Shtei Toidus Achreim, and then there are two Toidus after the Bezdin. For Choy Yisrael Achreim, and the rest of Klai Yisrael goes after them. This is the parade, the way they do it, the way they make it, when they go to be Moisef, either on Yerushalayim, to make Yerushalayim bigger, or else to be Moisef on the Azaros. So therefore, since most probably it was done this way, or at least if it was done this way, so it has real Kedusha, the Mokam has Kedushas of the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore if a Tomei would go in there, he's Chayav a Korban Oil of Yerid. Now it says they bring two Korban Toidis.